What I liked about this report was that it used this matched student format so that we are seeing a student who took test score, let's say a fourth grade student last year, we're now seeing the progress they've made in fifth grade, same student in two grades. In years past, it would be we'd be measuring the students who took the test in fourth grade this year against the students who took the test in fourth grade last year, different group of students, not as meaningful. This, the fact that we are seeing this on this exact same student from year to year and showing progress, I think is impressive.
But some people might look and say only a third are showing proficiency. Is that something to applaud?
Absolutely. We've got a long, long way to go. We really do need to be focused in on college and career readiness, which is what the Common Core is all about. And I've told many school board members and others that our mission is to make sure that these kids graduate from our high schools ready for whatever awaits them in life. And if we aren't doing that, then we have failed in that mission. And we, for a third of the kids, we're doing great. There's a whole bunch of kids that have a long way to go.
We're taking a look at the third through the eighth grade test scores. What is important about that category, grades three through eight, that really bears looking into?
Well, this is at a point in time where students hopefully are able to read. And if they haven't, we're going to find that quickly and try to adjust to that immediately. There's also some foundational math courses that they've taken. And so we have time. If we can learn from grade 4, 5, 6, we can learn how these students are doing, what's lacking. We can start to make the adjustments and have the time to get them on that trajectory to graduate college and career ready after 12th grade.
There's still a lot of debate, a lot of anger in some cases about the Common Core. In fact, there's a ballot line being produced in New York State this year, Stop Common Core. Do you think Common Core will stick, or is it in trouble?
I certainly hope it does stick. I can't predict the future. This is important. I've seen all kinds of articles likewise that say, well, if not the Common Core, then what? Because the standards that we have had in place up to this point in time have not been aspirational. They've not been focused on college and career readiness. And in fact, we had way too many students who are either not graduating or not graduating at a point where they are college and career ready. These standards are intended to build the ramp so that that student is college or career ready at that time when they graduate. We have to have these things in place. And I really do hope that parents and teachers and others come around to that way of thinking. I hope they read from the test score data that came out yesterday that progress is being made and that we still have a long way to go, but that also, that gap that becomes known to us through this information does show the discrepancies between what we aspire to and what is actual.
What's your reaction to the criticism of Common Core and other curriculum that teachers have to teach to the test? If standardized testing is used, they're not teaching students how to think, how to innovate, how to grow, but just how to pass a test.
Yeah, I think it's just the opposite of that. I think the standards are simply saying, here are the goals we are trying to, this is what we want our students to know and be able to do at certain points in their educational career. We're not, through the Common Core, saying specifically, here's how you reach those things. This is not a curriculum. The teachers are still in charge of the curriculum, and they decide what it is, how they want to go about reaching those standards. But these standards are such that they are intended to provide a very rich curriculum, a very rich direction for students so that when they do graduate and as they go through their educational program, they are going to become young people with a significant amount of important knowledge. I think these academic standards are exactly what we should be looking for the teachers to teach.
The criticism of Common Core has been it was implemented poorly, it came out too fast, too much was dumped on the students and the teachers too quickly. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's probably true. if we had to do it over again, we would have spent time really getting to know the standards and making sure that people did acknowledge this is indeed what we want our students to know and be able to do. We would then align the curriculum and the professional development with the teaching towards those standards. We would then make sure that the tests that we rolled out were in alignment with what students actually had been exposed to. And finally, we would get to the evaluation methodologies that are in alignment with Common Core for teacher and principal evaluation. Instead, we put everything on the table at the same time, and it probably was rushed, and that has caused a significant amount of pushback.